On the opening day of college football season, high school football season, all across the state, all across the country, talking about home remodeling, home improvement here with the experts at Rosie on the House. We want to thank Mr. Vaughn Payne, owner of East Valley Floors, for coming in and helping us field questions on particularly hardwood flooring. But Vaughn does all kinds of flooring, and he's available to take any of your questions. Vaughn, you've been doing this for how long?
29 years.
29 years.
1984.
That's fantastic. And I think we've been related and you've been doing business for me. It's got to be about 11 years, doesn't it? 10 or 11?
About 11, 12 years.
Right about there, yeah. So, all right, folks, you can give us a ring. We've got Bev and Eric and Justin and Jack. Let's take a couple calls. Then I want to get back to topic on this wood flooring topic. Eric in Tucson in particular wants to call with a question about wood floors specifically. Good morning, Eric.
Hey, good morning. I had a question on wood floor. It's like the laminate wood floor, just like proper care instructions. Because for like everyday cleaning, most of them say hardwood, and it's not really hardwood.
So this is a laminate type floor that looks, it's a synthetic that tries to imitate wood floors. Is that correct?
Yeah, so it looks good, but I haven't been able to find anything that cleans, and if you have water on it too long, the top layer of the wood kind of bows up a little bit.
We call it blistering on the edge.
Yeah.
Absolutely correct, and that's not fixable very well. What you need to do, they make a number of manufacturers make floor cleaners specifically for laminate flooring. Literally, you treat it just like a Formica countertop, but it is pretty simple with like either an ammonia or a cleaner that's made specifically for that. Bona is a brand manufacturer that you can find at most home improvement stores. It's spelled B-O-N-A, and they have products specifically for laminate, then specifically for hardwood floors as well.
You know, Vaughn, we opened the show talking about what our grandmothers and uncles and dads and moms and dads had in their homes in the Midwest, the traditional oak, you know, 3/4 inch tongue and groove. But there are other ways you can get the flavor, kind of wood in your house. And you've got the traditional, y'all call it, I think, sand and finish.
Correct.
You put it in stick by stick.
Yep.
Sand on site, make a horrible mess.
True. True. Smells good.
Yeah, it does smell good, yeah. But then you've got the, you know, we had parquet flooring for a lot of years, mm-hmm. which is kind of the forerunner of today's engineered flooring.
Right. Those were sandable. You could stain those as well. You could also buy a pre-finished parquet as well.
Yeah.
And those are still very pretty. They have a certain niche of people that still, mostly in the mid-center part of the city, Phoenix, the historic district, that seems to like the parquets more than other areas.
So you've got the engineered floor, and then you've got this laminate floor, which is really just a photograph of wood shot onto a piece of vinyl that's then glued on top of a piece of particle board.
That's a pretty good description. The wear layer is slightly better than the old Formica type countertops.
Okay.
But it is exactly that same application process.
And the question Eric had was how to take care of that laminate. Now, the big enemy, I don't care if it's engineered, I don't care if it's laminate, I don't care if it's traditional. The big enemy is always going to be water, moisture.
And the second runner-up is sand and dirt.
Okay, all right. Tell us a little bit about that.
If you can keep the dirt outside the wood area, either with a walk-off mat, or a lot of people have carpet leading up to wooden areas, the more you can keep the dirt off of that wood floor, that's the better, because in reality, your feet become sandpaper on that wood floor, and it'll do damage that is, it can be restored, but you can create some long-term problems.
Yeah, what you're going to do is then you have to come in and resand or rescreen and polish her back up.
Correct.
You know, I have to tell you, there is one tradition from a foreign Asian country that my sister lived in Tokyo for about 15 years, and she got in the habit of asking everyone after living in Tokyo, please remove your shoes at the door. It's incredible how much cleaner her house stays.
Very true.
We haven't gotten to the point of insisting that with all of our guests and leaving, you know, 12 pairs of slippers at the front door. But she had a marble floor that transferred into a wood floor, and I tell you what, it looked brand new 12 years later. It was gorgeous.
And at the end of the day, you may go home with a nicer pair of shoes than you came with.
Nice.
Maybe so.
Maybe not the same right size, but they might be nicer.
Maybe so.
I think we can slip in Jack's question before the break. Jack, welcome to the program.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Go ahead with your question, sir.
Hey, I've got I want to put in some sort of flooring. I was thinking laminate just because of my budget over my concrete slab. My problem is that there's a crack running through the middle of it. It's probably about 12 or 13 feet long, and the crack at the widest point is probably a quarter inch wide.
Oh, Jack, I'm gonna ask you to hold. We have a lot of issues. We're going to use you as a teaching example for everybody else listening. Y'all stay tuned. We're going to be talking about cracking concrete and can wood work when we get back.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.